We're from the Big Big Island.
Yeah, you rich podcast.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You.
Here is the type of.
Welcome to the Hugh Ranch Podcast. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. I think the last podcast was with Derek from Native Rod Company. I've been busy. We're planning a move, so I've been kind of stressed out. And what usually happens when I get stressed is I start stripping away and cutting away what I don't need in my life or what's an added stressor. So I focus basically on my family, on work, and working out. That's it. All the peripheral bullshit ends, and I slowly move away from it. I stopped podcasting, slowed down on social media, didn't climb very much. Like, all the stuff that I don't need to pay attention to or don't need to do, I strip away. And the podcast was one of those things, but move's coming along nicely, and something happened today that I thought I needed to do a podcast on. So I am I'm driving, and I see a school zone sign. And it says school zone ahead. After that, you see the 20 mile an hour sign with flashing lights on it. Slow down, get down to 20 miles an hour. And I'm driving 20 miles an hour through the school zone. And this cars, a couple of cars start passing me. I'm in the right lane. They start passing me on the left side. It's a 4-lane highway. And they're going like 25, 30 miles an hour, you know, 5 to 10 over the speed limit. Doesn't seem like a big deal. But I thought to myself, what the fuck is so important that these people are speeding in a school zone? And it's not like they were going super fast, right? They're only doing 10 over. So what is going to change in their life by doing 10 miles over the speed limit in a fucking school zone for a quarter mile? And maybe these people are running late for work, right? And that made me think about it. Made me think about something that people try to shy away from nowadays, and it's called fucking self-responsibility. And I'm like, okay, maybe these people are late for work. Well, instead of speeding through a fucking school zone, if they took responsibility for their actions, they would text or call their boss and say, hey, I am running late. Just letting you know I am running late. And then not speed in the fucking school zone. Right? Do the speed limit, whatever it may be. Maybe do 5 over when it's not in a fucking school zone and there isn't kids involved. And I've been late for work before. I'm sure everybody has, you know, you oversleep your alarm. I forgot to my wallet before. I forgot to my phone at home. Stuff like that. So I come back home. First thing I do, even if I'm going to be maybe a little late, I have a, like, oh man, I got to be to work. It's a 30-minute drive to work, and I have exactly 30 minutes when I get in my car. Well, I know there's stoplights on my route, so I text my boss. Hey, I might be late. Obviously, this isn't a fucking habit, but I text him, hey, I might be late. Okay. And the reason I do that is I may be late, or I may not. If all the lights are green, boom, I'm fucking making it to work in 26 minutes doing the speed limit, and I get there at 6:55 instead of 7. But if all the lights are red and I get there at 7:05, I already texted my boss fucking 35 minutes ago saying, hey, I'm running late, just in case. Why? Because I'm fucking taking responsibility. It's my fuck up. I don't have an excuse. I forgot my wallet. That's not a fucking excuse. I should have checked to make sure I had my wallet before I walked out of the door. Or I know today my workout is, my program is calling for an hour of working out. I get to the gym at 5. I got to be done by 6. I have to be done by 6 so I can get to work. And I that day, I go in at 5:05. And that puts me over 5 minutes, but fuck, I got to get this program, or I got to get this workout done. That's no excuse, because I'm supposed to be at work at a certain time. So what do? I text my boss, hey, I'm sorry, I'm running late. Just to let him know. That way he's not having to text me or take time from whatever he's doing. He doesn't have to take time to check up on me. Hey man, where you at? Why aren't you at work when you're supposed to be at fucking work? So I let him know if I'm running late. Even if I'm not late, or I'm not going to be running, or I'm running late, but I might be on time. Well, I'd rather let him know just in case I am late. So that's one way of looking at self-responsibility. And I don't understand the whole motivational thing, right? Or these self-help books. Or these self-help experts that hold these fucking, I don't even know what to call them, these congregations. You need to grind. You need to try harder. If you wanted to succeed the way you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. All of this fucking bullshit that people pay money for. You know, like, it's literally called self-help. Self-help. It means help your fucking self. It doesn't mean go pay someone to tell you how to help yourself. It's not that fucking complicated. If you need money, find a job. If your job's not paying enough, find a new one. If you're unemployable, well then fix yourself. If you know that this job is gonna fucking drug test you, stop doing fucking drugs. Take self-responsibility for your actions and go forward. And I think we need to start showing that to our kids, right? So my two older ones, they'll blame each other. And it got to the point where they got lickings for it because they were younger. I let it slide, just kind of said, hey, don't do that. And then now it's to the point where they can get remediation, we'll say. My son comes downstairs, goes, my daughter said the F word. So I call my daughter down. Why did you say the F word? And she goes, well, he did immediately stop. I don't need to hear anything else you fucking said. I asked her why she said the F word, and immediately she dodges the self-responsibility and tries to say, well, he did this, so I did this. You're fucking 6 years old. You shouldn't be saying the F word for any reason. I don't care what your brother did. Yeah, but, and that's where the remediation comes in, because she's not understanding what I'm saying. And I think we as adults do that, right? When this guy sees his dad beat his mom growing up, so he ends up beating his wives and girlfriends or kids or whatever the fuck. And when someone goes, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, well, my dad used to do it, so I'm a product of my environment, right? Hey, fuckface, 90% of the civilized world don't fucking beat their wives. So because your little small bubble has done that and that's what you've seen, maybe you should look at the rest of the fucking world and realize that's not something you fucking do. Take self-responsibility for your actions and learn that you shouldn't be beating your fucking wife. And that's one thing with these fucking stupid commercials, right? That you see when you see these commercials about fucking men. Oh, if you see something, or if you need help to stop beating this person or whatever the fuck it may be, like, what, where's the self-responsibility? If you need to be told that beating your spouse or beating your kids, and I mean abusively, isn't okay, then you have no place in fucking society. You're an idiot. But for some reason, we protect these people. We allow them, or we allow people in general to shirk self-responsibility. Like I said, the people fucking speeding down the road. And believe me, I've speed. I fucking own the street bike. I've owned the fucking Dodge Charger Hellcat. I've been an asshole on the road. But something changed when I realized, why the fuck am I driving like this? This is gonna fucking kill me one day. And it almost did. One day I was stopped at a light around a corner. Fucking sitting there. And I heard brakes lock up. And I'm on a bridge. So I dump my clutch, drive my bike into the fucking barrier. And a dump truck comes screaming by me, locked up, crosses the middle lane, and rips the driver's side off of a gold Toyota 4Runner. And when I looked at the tracks from where I dumped my clutch on my bike, his tire tracks were going right over the middle of my tire tracks. So if I hadn't moved, I wouldn't be here today. And I leave, after everything's said and done, I leave the scene, I go to work, I let my boss know what happened, all that stuff. And as I'm leaving my job, I see the guy on a tow truck at a gas station. So I'm pretty pissed. And I'm like, I need to ask this dude what the fuck he was doing that was so important that he almost killed me, right? Was he on his phone? Was he changing the radio? Did he drop something? What the fuck was so important? And realizing that I was in an angered state, I always have a gun on me. I took my gun off and I left it in my truck. Because I knew if something happened or I lost my cool, it could end badly and I could end up in prison. So I took self-responsibility to foresee what my actions may have been and mitigated that by leaving my firearm in the truck. I go up to the dude and I ask him, hey man, I was on the bike. What the fuck was so important that you almost took me from my family? Oh no, he looks at me and goes, oh no, you don't understand. My Mexican guy, you don't understand. My truck totaled, I cannot work. No, I want to know what was so important that you almost killed me. Oh, nothing. But my truck is broken. Luckily, I pay attention and I missed you. He's telling me I'm fucking lucky that he missed rear-ending me on my fucking street bike. Instead of him being a man, taking fucking responsibility. Oh, I was texting. Okay, man. Don't fucking text and drive. Oh, I dropped my coffee. Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was just spazzing out. I was daydreaming. Whatever the fucking reason is, if he would have took responsibility for his actions, it would have put me at ease. But because he didn't, I thought about it and was like, man, what happens when he's not fucking paying attention next time and he fucking kills someone? And nothing came of it. I didn't fucking snap. It fucking made me wonder, like, what people are fucking thinking and why people have such a hard time taking fucking responsibility for their actions. And with us moving, I'm sitting here stressing out. I'm like, man, am I making the fucking right decision? We're moving to a completely different state. I mean, I got a job lined up, but what if I don't like that job? What if they don't like me? What if they don't like the way I work? All these what ifs, right? We already got a house up there set up. We got to pay on that. Like, we're going to have bills as soon as we step foot there. And all of this stuff is weighing on my mind. But the more I think about it, am I happy where I am at now? And I don't mean in general. Like, obviously, I have a family, I have the ranch, everything's great. But am I happy in the place that I'm at now? And the answer is no. There's too much fucking people where I live. There's 10 million people within an hour of my house. Sure, I can escape to the ranch and all that stuff. Like, we have our little escape. But as soon as I leave the ranch, I'm surrounded by 10 million fucking people. And in the summertime, it's super, super hot. In the wintertime, it's kind of cold. So there's really only 2 months out of the year that's comfortable enough where my kids aren't baking in the sun or freezing. So when I say, am I happy where I'm at? No. Because I believe there's other places that we can seek out and try out. And I, even though I'm nervous, even though I'm worried, none of that matters. I'm going to take the step anyways. Just to try it out, to see what this other state holds for me and my family. And when we get there, I'm going to take responsibility for my actions. And if that fucking company doesn't want me to work for them, then I'll find another or another or another. I'll go work whatever I have to do to make it work, because it was my decision. It was my responsibility to take care of my family and move them to that state. And I think if we can start kind of educating ourselves to how minuscule it seems, but it seems like a micro thing, right? Self-responsibility. But it's actually a really big fucking deal in everything we do. Everything. If we look at it from a marriage perspective, me and my wife get into a fucking argument and things are said. I stop after the fight and look back and go, should I have said that? Is this my fault? Is it a misunderstanding? So I take responsibility on my end, have a conversation with her, and it turns out maybe I am at fault. It is my fucking fault. I shouldn't have done something or said something or did something a certain way, whatever it may be, that led up to that fight. And I apologize. And if my wife is in the wrong, she takes self-responsibility and we get it worked out. I think people tend to see our marriage or think of our marriage as something spectacular. Like people call us power couple and stuff like that. We're not any of that shit. We're normal fucking people. Our marriage, we have ups and downs in our marriage. The only difference between us and most people is we're too hard-headed to fucking quit. When I'm gone on, when we first got married, when I was gone on deployments or workups or schools, there wasn't any fucking quit there. It was hard being long distance. It was hard. She was pregnant after she gave birth with the kids and stuff like that. But we made it work because we were too hard-headed to quit. And even now, I go on hunting trips. I go do the crazy shit that I fucking do. I go climbing or whatever it may be. And she stays home, takes care of the kids and stuff. But again, we have our issues. We're just too hard-headed to quit. And we accept that. Maybe if people looked at it in that way, the world would be a better place. Divorce wouldn't be so high. And when we do fight now, we haven't fought in a while, but I shouldn't even say fight. When we argue now, we've come to this kind of agreement, right? So an argument will start over something, whatever it may be. Let's say I fucking, because I do this often, I didn't put my clothes in the laundry basket. I literally walked in the bathroom and kicked them off. My wife's pissed because she just cleaned the fucking bathroom. She did all the laundry and now there's clothes all over the bathroom. So she's like, what the fuck? We get into an argument about it. And in mid-argument, I'll be like, hey, are we fucking getting divorced over this? And the answer is, no, we're not. We're not getting divorced over clothes being on the ground in the fucking bathroom. So why is this even a big deal? Why are we even wasting time that we'll never get back fighting about this shit? I'll pick up my fucking clothes. I'll put it in the basket. I shouldn't have left it on the ground. Fight over. And I don't recommend you guys do what we do, but that's what works for us. We basically just ask each other whenever we're having a fight, are we fucking getting divorced over this? And the simple answer is no. And the fight ends right there. because then we realize how fucking stupid and meaningless that fight is. If you spend more time arguing and fighting over dumb shit, then you're basically wasting your life with your other half. And that's not good. That's not good at all. So if you just, like I said, if you just figure out what works for you, you take responsibility for your fuck ups, always look at yourself in the situation, no matter what situation you're in, whether it's work, whether it's home, whether it's the kids, out in public, whatever it is, you probably have some self-responsibility in that situation. And if you accept that responsibility and you move forward, a lot of times life isn't so fucking hard or complicated. So I know this isn't a typical 1 hour podcast, but I just had to kind of get that off my chest because it just seeing everything that, well, even before I end this, even with the fucking politicians, right? If we look at the political class, or, and I guess with anything, you look at fucking BLM, Antifa, political class, like all of these people, the news media, there's never any self-responsibility or them taking responsibility. For 4 years, the news media and the Democrats told us that Trump was a Russian spy. Or for 3 years. He's a Russian spy, bombshell, end of a presidency. Literally saying he's committing treason to the country. And then when they do the investigation, they spend millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars and nothing comes of it. Did the news media go, hey, we fucked up, we're sorry? Did the Democrats go, we fucked up, we're sorry? Did they take any responsibility for what they fucking did? No. And it's not just the Democrats. It's also on the Republican side. There's Republicans saying Trump was a Russian agent. There's, as right now, we're in the middle of the COVID bullshit. Not even in the middle. We don't know what, we don't even know what fucking part we're in, because they said in March it was 2 weeks to slow the spread or flatten the curve. And now we're in fucking December. And they're locking down places. They're implementing 14-day quarantines. They're doing all kinds of shit. And no one's taking fucking responsibility. The Republicans are still taking paychecks every fucking day. They are still taking our tax dollars every day. And you look at even unemployment. What people don't understand is unemployment is taxable. When you start fucking working, you're going to get a tax bill. Unemployment is taxable. So when Congress tells you that, oh, we're helping the needy by passing this stimulus bill without giving out stimulus checks, it's for the people that are on unemployment. Those people are still going to have to pay taxes. And again, what about the people that are working but their hours are cut back? What about those people? Fuck them, right? And there's no accountability for Congress. And of course, they're not going to take self-responsibility and say, we didn't handle this correctly. You have one state doing this, another state doing this, another state doing this. No one knows what the fuck is going on. No one knows what the fuck to do. And instead of us just saying, you know what, fuck this, let us live our lives, and if we die, we fucking die. No, instead we're surrendering to this communistic, socialist, fucking government bureaucracy. We're not taking self-responsibility for our lives. We want the government to take responsibility of us. We want the government to tell us what we can and cannot do. And when I say we, I don't mean myself. I mean people in the United States, it seems, a lot of people want daddy government. They don't want to take responsibility. Instead of saying, hey, fuckface, why are you shutting down the economy? I have a job. Let me fucking work. let me take self-responsibility, let me feed my family and continue to own my fucking business. A lot of people go, no, I make more on unemployment, so I'll let the government be responsible for me. And when I say the government, we need to remember again, fucking government is ran by taxpayer money. So basically, the strong are fucking feeding the weak instead of the strong just surviving. And for me, I would rather take self-responsibility and live freely as an American citizen than be owned by the fucking government and live off of government subsidies and lose my freedom. But that's just me personally. I mean, like I said, when Nancy Pelosi was caught in a fucking salon without a mask on, she blamed the salon. It's not my fault, it's the salon. When Trump closed down the border or closed down flights from China in January and Democrats said he was fucking racist and everyone go to Chinatown and don't be a racist. None of those Democrats took self-responsibility. Instead, a month later, they said Trump didn't act fast enough. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And then when asked, well, what would you do? They don't have an answer. Well, whatever Trump didn't do. There's no fucking answer there. And there's no self-responsibility. So, whatever you're doing in your life, help yourself. You are your number one fucking, what is the word? Your number one fan and your number one hater. You are. You critique yourself, you build yourself up, whatever it may be. But no matter what, it's like I said before, it's self-help, self-responsibility, self-reflection, fucking self of esteem. It's esteem of your motherfucking self, bitch. Not nobody else. So I'll try to continue to do podcasts next week. We're going to be busy driving and getting settled into our new place. So I'll try to be more regular with the podcast. Have my wife on once we move. Share some stories and stuff like that from what we did. Hopefully everything's going good with you guys. Yep. That's all I got for today. Ew.